All right, everybody, welcome to day three, the upside down E, the schwa sound. It's basically as in the word the. And today I want you to listen and repeat like we've been doing for the last 2 days, but I also want you to think about, do you have any weaknesses? So this is the same for every day three that I ask students to start thinking about, you know, what's something you want to do after these 7 days? What's a word that you have trouble with? What's an activity that you find very difficult? And do you have to work on this more? Is it important to you? So I want you to start thinking about that. You don't have to do anything about it. You don't have to start practicing more outside of this until after the 7 days. Just follow what I tell you to do for these 7 days. And then after that, if you need more practice, then you can do that. Okay. But anyway, so start thinking about that a little, but please just listen and repeat. Here we go. Amateur, amateur. I've never used this word amateur before. Don't worry about, you know, do I know this word or is it important? You don't have to study amateur. I think that's the pronunciation. These are just focused on your pronunciation, okay? So, amateur, amateur. Bizarre, bizarre. Bizarre, bizarre. Okay, so that's it. Bizarre, bizarre. Abjections, objections. Abjections, objections. Topaz, toppers. Topaz, toppers. All right. Let's do some more practice. Listen and repeat. Dollar, dealer, dealer. Dollar, dealer, dealer. Waiter, whiter, wetter. Waiter, whiter, wetter. These are especially tough because of the W sound and the R sound at the end. So, you know, if these give you some trouble, it's pretty normal. Okay, so don't worry about that. Just take your time. Syllable stress. So, again, just listen and repeat. This will get harder tomorrow in day four where you have to actually guess the syllable stress. For now, just listen and repeat. Attack. Attack. Aware, aware, asleep, asleep, condition, condition. All right, let's keep going. Reduce sounds, so bringing words together and just listen and repeat. I'll say them slowly and then more naturally, like a native speaker from America or Canada would say it. Okay, so repeat the natural one. I'll say it slowly first. Are you aware of the necessary conditions? Are you becomes are ya? Are you aware of the? Are you aware of the? Are you aware of the necessary? Are you aware of the necessary conditions? Are you aware of the necessary conditions? Next one, he could not have studied economics. He couldn't have. He couldn't have. He couldn't have studied economics. He couldn't have studied economics. All right, so now tongue twisters. These are pretty famous, both of them. I'll say them slowly, and then I'll say them quickly. Just focus on the slow part first, and then we'll worry about saying them fast. And you don't have to actually worry about saying them fast. It's just extra practice if you would like. All right, here we go. Listen and repeat. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't Fuzzy Wuzzy. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't Fuzzy Wuzzy. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't Fuzzy Wuzzy. I think that might be my favorite one. Next one. Rugged rubber baby buggy bumpers. 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 All right, that's it. Done for the day. Good job, and I'll see you guys next time.